Please be seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I do have quite a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared in our book or shared with us throughout the week. We've got lots of birthdays. Brad and April Hamlin asked me to share that both Addie and Hayden Hamlin celebrated birthdays this past week, so we celebrate with Addie and with Hayden. Linda Horst celebrates a birthday today, and so does Carolyn Rivett. So Carolyn turns 11, and Linda, I don't know what you turn, but happy birthday. And also Shelley Longcoy, who was with us at our 8 o'clock service. Many of you have given cards to her for her father, Bill Wenner, who turned 90 on Friday. So she wanted to extend a thank you. And of course, we do lift up Bill and celebrate his 90th birthday with him. Quite a few concerns to share this morning. Of course, we do indeed continue to keep Turkey and Syria and the surrounding region and all who have been impacted by the earthquake in our prayers. We keep the family of Sharon Sabatkin, daughter of Felicia Sabatkin. Felicia is a longtime teacher at Lansdale Montessori School. Sharon passed away this past week after a long battle with cancer, so we keep Felicia and her entire family in our prayers. Last week, we prayed for Kathy Truesdale, who is a friend of Judy Koenig's. Kathy passed away this past week, and I learned that both Sharon and Kathy were fifth grade teachers at different North Penn schools. But of course, we do keep their colleagues, their students, and the entire North Penn community in our prayers as they mourn both Kathy and Sharon's loss. We keep Leroy in our prayers, Leroy Horst, as he will be having surgery tomorrow. We also ask for prayers for the Borst family's dear friend, Michael, who is battling cancer. And we also pray for Ryan, brother of Adam Gordon, who is facing some health challenges. Lots to keep in our prayers this morning, and no doubt we each come to this time of prayer with yet more joys and concerns on our minds and our hearts. So I invite you to lift those up with me now as we pray. God, so often we think of this Transfiguration Sunday about God and Jesus dazzling us. And yet it is about so much more. We know, O God, that life is not always dazzling. And quite frankly, if someone says that it is, they are lying or not paying attention. Sure, life has its dazzling mountaintop moments, times of joy and celebration, times when it seems things could not get any better. But inevitably, it is all balanced out by life's struggles, by the valleys of challenging situations, by health concerns that humble us, by tragedy and grief, by the flaws of our inner and outer human experience. In the midst of all of it, O God, remind us that life does not have to be dazzling to be surrounded by your light. Remind us that all does not have to be good for us to feel and know your goodness. God, we know that you do hear our prayers, that no matter where we find ourselves, you find us and meet us where we are. And so now we come to you, O God, lifting up all that dazzles and all that awaits your light of hope. God, today with joy, we celebrate with Addie and Hayden, with Linda and Bill and Carolyn. We give you thanks for life at all stages and ages, for memories, for time with family, for special moments. And God, with great concern, we continue to surround the people of Turkey and Syria. We think of Felicia and Sharon's family. We surround Kathy's family, the North Penn community, colleagues and students of Sharon and Kathy. God, we lift up and ask that you surround Leroy in anticipation of and during his surgery tomorrow. We ask that you be with all doctors and nurses and caretakers as they use their gifts to share healing and comfort. We pray for Michael, O God, that he might know peace and comfort and healing within himself. And we ask for prayers for Ryan, O God, as he battles health challenges. God, we take time now to pray silently to you, knowing that you hear the prayers of our hearts. God, on this day of transfiguration, of transformation, you remind us that you are a God who seeks to do new things, who helps us adjust our eyes to see things differently, and who promises that things will not always be the way they have been. May we take comfort in that, knowing that whether on the mountaintop or at its base, you have promised to walk with us through it all and be a lamp unto our feet. Be near us in the days ahead, and as we enter into a season of Lent that draws us closer to you, may it be so this day. Amen. We have an opportunity now to bring forward, to lift up, and to bless the gifts and offerings that have been shared with us this day. I invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology together, and as we do just that.
O gracious God, you are building a commonwealth for the entire world, person by person, moment by moment. We offer these gifts, Lord, as our way of sharing in that commonwealth, in sharing love, care, and healing. Almighty God, bless them and use them. And our love is with you. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
brothers, sisters, and siblings in Christ, we are on a journey of integration, a journey of wholeness. It's interesting to think about this word, you know, integrity. That's who are we becoming, a people of integrity and love. So may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.